Nearly 200 Hmong people use Gashia House, many of whom suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder from fighting on the side of U.S. forces in Vietnam. A $600,000 federal grant expires next month, and it's uncertain if similar aid can be obtained to keep the doors open. Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk says the 2006 Department of Human Services budget includes funding through the Medical Assistance Mental Health Crisis Program. That could kick in nearly $500,000 towards Gashia House. But Mei Zhang Vu, a state refugee services specialist, says the money may not come through until early next year.
So there will be a gap between October 1st to December 31st should they not get any renewal of their federal grant.
Vu says government funding of mental health services has suffered many cuts, and it may be at least another month before they find out if a renewal is approved. She says the outcome could determine the survival of more than just Gashia House.
When we ask the elders how would we adjust to this, they always get depressed and then go back to their mentality of, well, if there's no service, then we will just have to hang ourselves because there's no life without Gashia for us, meaning their home away from home is Gashia, and that's their daily hope and their daily survival place.
Gashia House was founded in 2000 and has been heralded as a model facility for culturally sensitive mental health treatment. Its staff is made up entirely of Hmong counselors, shamans, and administrators. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.